discussion with Mr. Bill Forbes and Mr. Friedman of the William C. Forbes Company, Monday, April 28th, New York City. I took the subway over to Forbes' office. Then we had lunch together nearby. The general discussion was that Bill felt that he could do a good job for us on strawberries with Brookmade, for example, which he had just sent us an SAP for 1,000 tins, Marshalls. Also with Mrs. Dixon's products in New York, in which we had an SAP for approximately 250 tins this coming summer as a sample. Bill also pointed out that on the whole Northwest for Palmer fruit products, that Mr. Rayfield was probably using those for his new dietetic reserves. Some of those would be used in the whole form, and others would be used for dietetic jelly. No sugar of any kind would be added to this product. Bill talked about blackberries with Monarch Wine and discussed that he knew their Mr. Carvin quite well, their production man, and had talked with him many times about the use of cultivated evergreens for blackberry concentrate. I pointed out to Bill that we had a loganberry arrangement with Monarch Wine now, and I would have to consider the matter before making any further arrangements with Monarch Wine. However, I would be in contact with the Smucker Company in Oregon City whenever they make their final policy on custom packing of concentrate berries, and would keep Bill constantly advised of what happens. In the discussion of raspberries back at the office, both Mr. Friedman and Bill Forbes said that they had talked with their customers in that area and had told them that they probably could not obtain red raspberries, particularly of the New Washington variety, for anything less than 17 and a half cents, and that they were excellent bargain at the present time. My personal thinking was that raspberries might be a little bit lower, but I did not elaborate on this with Mr. Forbes or Mr. Friedman. Present time, other than to say that raspberries were probably quite reasonable at the start of the pack. And